So how do we take back our lives? How do we seize this moment? It seems to me that with this question that our good three posed, quote, is the world scale centralizing of capital historically far enough advanced, as suggested by the absolute general law, to replace the interstate system's market regulation via hegemony, unquote. They are asking if concentrated wealth in the hands of the minuscule few can wield an authority equivalent to the authority of the market, market authority. An equivalent authority based in the undisputed superiority of one set of global state statesmen to squash us, beat us down. And what I've learned is that this squeeze on us materially, which is what the market is about and what it's for and what the concentration of all the resources of the planet into tiny, minuscule few hands and souls, tiny souls, minuscule few hands, is precisely for this reason. As we said, if you were listening before the show started, we played that earlier excerpt about how if you can grab them, just that quote from Townsend, hunger will tame the fiercest animals. That's been their MO for a long time. Thousands and thousands of years, it has served them well. And now power is geared up to fix this class system in place permanently. So this is a critical juncture. We don't want them to figure out how to snatch from our hands the advantage of, as our good three put it, electronification. But this is but one tool I've learned, this squeeze on us materially, the economic ruse, is but one of their high-tech tools. Add to that controlling discourse, our communications, both over the internet and over the airwaves, and the physical elimination of dissent by means of their development of EMF weaponry, all of which they're doing now. Do any of us doubt their objective is to install hardcore totalitarianism? So what can counter this? What do we do about it? And as to this matter of the loss of the quote-unquote martial capability of states, which we questioned during the April 19th, 2015 show, our good three may only mean this in the sense they profess, that there are no hegemons left, hegemonic states left, nor can there ever be again. And in truth, hegemons are but tools. The hidden and bidden global state statesmen have ever pulled the strings since they created the global economy. And the true competition has always been since then to identify the quote-unquote truly great men of world historic proportions, in truth, but abandoned children. These, then, are the two ends of our dilemma, the harsh reality that must be faced. Our strings are pulled by a tiny few for no other reason than to see their ignoble vision become reality, to determine who in their competition for most misanthropic will reign supreme. And the other side of this ignobleness, we the people mirror it internally. Our mindset has been shaped to reflect the priorities of power perfectly. Until now, as we finally see their ship is sinking. Friendly amendment, their creation, capitalism, is sinking. That ship of compelled silence, which is the wage work system into which we've all been driven, with all our safe harbors inundated, washed into their sea of blood. They, of course, these global state statesmen, knew all along it was meant to take on water, to bloat, to sink, to cast we hapless many in the drink. But before then, they'd fully intended to winnow our numbers such that the survivors would be grateful much. A state of mind encouraged and supported, reinforced by all the apocalyptic fear your neighbors propaganda. And boy, have they been rolling that out thick and heavy. And the opposite is true, I must say, because, you know, my son's also one of these addicted to this show. I forget the name of it, some vampire show. The opposite happens when we have a crisis. In every earthquake or whatever, we pull together. We help each other. The love is finally able to be expressed. That's the truth, not their so-called apocalypse. Please. Let's remember that. Don't be duped, even if you're suckered by these shows, or not suckered, but hooked in the stories, because it's about forming a crew. I mean, they know how to hook us. We have to provide the counterbalance to that with our discussions.